This is KUT. Since the early 1900s, some of the greatest black baseball players fielded grounders at a diamond in East Austin. Now the first of several renovations to the baseball park on East 12th Street are complete. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has more.
Downs Field didn't always look so hot.
So it looked like a prison yard.
Lisa Bird is the former executive director of Six Square. It's a nonprofit focused on preserving black cultural spaces in Austin.
I would drive down 12th Street, and I wonder what that is. It looks like a prison yard because it was barbed wire, it was fencing with barbed wire. And people say, oh no, that's a baseball field. It's like, why does a baseball field have barbed wire?
So people got to work. A public-private partnership was formed between the City of Austin and community groups like Six Square and the Rosewood Neighborhood Association. On Saturday, these organizations unveiled the first of several updates to the field, including a new fence, entranceway, and tile murals depicting famous baseball players. Then they pulled down a black shawl to reveal a new historical marker. The marker recounts Downs Field's history as the home to a Negro Baseball League team back when the sport was segregated.
This is more than just a baseball ballpark. This is a monument to giants.
Austin Mayor Steve Adler.
Downs Field used to be the home of the Austin Black Senators. Those who played here included Satchel Paige and Smokey Joe Williams and Willie Mays and Buck O'Neill and Austin's own Hall of Famer shortstop, Willie Wells.
The field's now home to the Houston Tillotson Rams and has been since the university was two schools, Tillotson College and Samuel Houston College. Councilmember Ora Houston, who represents Central East Austin, recalled her personal connection to this history.
When I was 4 or 5 years old, I was a junior cheerleader on this park at the baseball games of Sam Houston College.
Unfortunately, Houston does not recall any of her cheer routines. I asked. While Saturday's unveiling was nearly a decade in the making, there's still more to come, says Nefertiti Jackman, who's the current executive director of Six Square.
Including the renovation of the grandstands, a game sign, concession stands, updated restrooms, new lights.
Under which fans can cheer on their team and heckle visiting players for years to come. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.